Welcome, welcome, folks. It's Ear Candy. Mark O'Connor here at the mic. Listen, let's just get things going right off the bat. We usually play up-tempo or upbeat pop rock songs. I guess this first set's a little more mellow, but it's got the right theme. First song up is called We're Gonna Be Friends. I know we're friends already, but you know, for those who first-time listeners, we're gonna be friends. You're gonna like the show. This is the White Stripes from White Blood Cells here on Ear Candy.
Hear the yell, back to school, ring the bell, brand new shoes, walking blues, climb the fence, books and pens, I can tell that we are gonna be friends, I can tell that we are gonna be friends. Walk with me, Susie Lee, through the park and by the tree, we'll rest upon the ground and look at all the bugs we found. Safely walk to school without a sound. Safely walk to school without a sound. Here we are, no one else. We walk to school all by ourselves. There's dirt on our uniforms from chasing all the ants and worms. We clean up and now it's time to learn. Now it's time to learn. Numbers, letters, learn to spell. Nouns and books and show and tell. Playtime, we will throw the ball. Back to class, through the hall. Teacher marks our height against the wall. Teacher marks our height against the wall. Notice any time pass. We don't notice anything. We sit side by side in every class. Teacher thinks that I sound funny, but she likes the way you sing. Tonight I'll dream while I'm in bed, when silly thoughts go through my head about the bugs and alphabet. When I wake tomorrow, I'll bet that you and I will walk to together again. I can tell that we are gonna be friends. Yes, I can tell that we are gonna be friends.
They say I may be crazy. I only say I've had my fill. They say I'll throw it all away, I probably will. They'll only give you what you're taking, but lately I've been unfulfilled. They say I'll probably blow it off someday, I probably will. The way they talk about each other, the way they talk about themselves. Well, they could talk forever, and they probably will. You know they probably will. Just a little chill. They say that things can just get better, and they probably will. And they will only make us stronger if they should try to keep us still. And we could rise and take it all. Someday we probably will. The way they talk about each other, the way you talk about
you can talk, talk, talk forever, and you probably will. No, you probably will.
What you heard there, folks, was Going to the Chapel by Liam Finn off of his debut record. And before that, well, I should tell you what his debut record was called. It was called I'll Be Lightning. And the song is actually called Gather to the Chapel. And before that, we heard Probably Will. That's from Concrete Blonde off their record Still in Hollywood. When Concrete Blonde formed, they had a run. Had a bit of success, had one record, Bloodletting, that was particularly successful, had a hit on it and so forth. And when they fulfilled their contractual obligations, they disbanded and they collected up all of their leftovers and put it over a record called Still in Hollywood, which featured Probably Will. And then they had a kind of a second act where eventually they realized, hey, why aren't we doing this? And recorded a couple more records before they finally packed it in for good. And at the top of the set, we heard We're Going to Be Friends. That's the White Stripes. Speaking of groups that should get back together and do a second act, Meg and Jack, if you're out there, because I know you are, and I know you're listening, make a new White Stripes record. I could only wish. Show's Ear Candy. I'm Mark O'Connor. You might be listening to the show anywhere where there is a campus and community radio association station. So if you're listening in Lethbridge on CKXU, or if you're in Fredericton at the main campus of the University of New Brunswick at CHSR, maybe you're listening on Caper Radio, maybe on the Voice of Bombay, perhaps at Simon Fraser University. Wherever you are, I hope you're enjoying yourself and that the tunes are up to par, up to snuff. What we've got now is You're My Friend from the Eels off their best record. If you want a recommendation, the record's called Wonderful Glorious. Yeah, You're My Friend. I see a theme going on in this show.
You're my friend. You've done a lot of really nice things for me, and I won't forget them. Do you know how much you mean to me? You're my friend, and no matter what I'm doing, you were there for me. Without you, my ship would surely drift out, lost at sea. Just when I think I've handed you too much, you always find a way to come through in the clutch. And you don't make me feel I owe you, but I do. You're my friend, from the day we met till the bitter end. I don't know how I could have made it any other way. Yeah, you're my friend, coming through again and again. Your goodwill I never will betray. Sweet charity, all the nice things that you do for me, I can't forget them. Do you know how much that means to me? Sweet charity, no matter how I screw up, you were there for me. Without you, I can't say how dark the days would be. Just when I think I've handed you too much, you always find the way to come through in the clutch. I think I've handed you too much. You always find a way to come through in the clutch. And you don't make me feel I owe you, but I do.
The moon was a wicked an ear. Oh, when the fog cleared, I heard the voices of a million cheer. Oh, cheer. This time, the pleasure's all mine. I've got your we'll
Yes, that was Love Slash Pain by Zeus, Canadian group called Zeus. If you're going to name yourself after a Greek god, pick the top dog, right? That must be their theory. It's working. Off of a record called Busting Visions, which is my favorite Zeus record to date. And then we heard The Score from Sarah Sleen, another great Canadian artist, and she was going to be a scientist. I saw her in a video interview talking about that's what she thought she was going to do with her life. I was going to buckle down and do some great things and got sidetracked by music. And obviously she has a lot of talent. And at the top of the set, we heard You're My Friend by The Eels off of Wonderful, Glorious. Great name for an album. A little weird, a little bizarre, but still, when I think about it, I like it. Wonderful, Glorious. The show's got more music coming up. That's what we do here. I guess we've sort of had bit of an acoustic set at the beginning, and then this sort of weird, almost cabaret pop kind of thing that was going on with You're My Friend, The Score, and Love Slash Pain. And now I think we'll just go on to something called rock and roll. It's not very popular apparently anymore, but there was a time, maybe even a decade, maybe two, where this was the king of music. I'm going to hear, I think, from a Calgary singer. I think that's where he hails from. He's Canadian anyway. Leroy Stagger. And he has a song from a record that was called Truth Be Sold. I like that. See, clever play on words. That's up my alley. A song called Cities on Fire. I think it was a protest song. One of the protest movements that have come and gone on the landscape, the cultural landscape, over the past decade. I'm not sure which one it was. Maybe it was Occupy wherever you were. Maybe it was Occupy Calgary. Anyway, he was inspired by the disparity between the 1% and the 99%. I'm pretty sure that this is the inspiration behind this song. So it's Leroy Stagger here on Ear Candy. A little bit of rock and roll for you. This is Truth Be Sold.
City's on fire, come on and watch it burn. There's nothing left to lose, cause there's nothing left to learn. The city's on fire, the kids are out to play. You can never leave, but you can't afford to stay. City's on fire, sit and watch it burn. There's nothing left to lose, cause there's nothing left to earn. The city's on fire, kids are out to pay. You can never leave, but you can't afford to stay.
Don't you know that it's different for you?
Oh, you're not all the same. What's Joe Jackson going on about? Who knows? That one is from I'm the Man, not me, Joe Jackson, way back when. It was a bonus track from that record, and it was called It's Different for Girls. And then Lisa LeBlanc, putting things in perspective, New Brunswicker and Lisa LeBlanc saying, could you at least wait till I've had my coffee before you break up with me? Could you at least have the decency to let me have my coffee before you just tell me you're going to go? You got to put the need for coffee and caffeine in perspective. And she's done that in spades. I mean, that's an 11 on a scale of 10. That's where caffeine, that's where coffee is. Just wait until I've had my coffee. And then you can say whatever. Of course, he didn't wait until she had her coffee. That's why there are lines like, and you were bad in the sack. You know, she might not have said that if he had waited until she had her coffee. That's my theory on it anyway. And we started the set off with Cities on Fire from Leroy Steger. Yeah, I like that song. A lot of grit there. So we had two kind of rock and roll gritty things and then this kind of lighter stuff from Joe Jackson. Don't know how I put that set together. It's just what it is. All right, the show again is Ear Candy. I'm Mark O'Connor, and we're going to play something from Foxygen. And the name is not one we should mock because the guys in Foxygen made the name up when they formed the band and they were 14 years old. So it was probably the height of cleverness at 14. And then they had a little bit of success and they still have the name, right? You can't get rid of the name. It's following them around. And it's not a bad name, really. It's foxes that like oxygen, I guess. We're going to hear San Francisco, one of their better known tracks off of We Are the 21st Century Ambassadors. And the title goes on and on and on. So we'll just say 21st Century Ambassadors. And I'll just let it be a surprise what comes on after that. So here's Foxygen on Ear Candy with San Francisco.
Tuning into the new sensation. no dress rehearsal. There's no easy lesson learned. Better to be breathing fire than to have your bridges burn. Let it be your only duty, dedicated to your arm. If you're gonna fight like lion, someone I'll get murdered.
Sun was coming up.
North Star from the Joel Plaskett Emergency off of Scrappy Happiness. Scrappy Happiness, not ordinary happiness. The kind that's scrappy that you have to fight for, maybe. Maybe that's what he meant by scrappy happiness. Who knows? I don't know. Before that, we heard Cause for Alarm by The Heavy, which I would say was actually a lightweight song for The Heavy. Just saying, a nice kind of dancey, reggae-tinged tune. But, you know, if you call The Heavy, you don't want to get yourself boxed in and just have to do heavy stuff all the time. So they didn't. I was off of a record called The House That Dirt Built. I didn't know dirt could build a house, but apparently it can. And then we started the set off with San Francisco by Foxygen off of We Are the 21st Century Ambassadors, blah, 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 yada, 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 something like that. All right. Show's Ear Candy. I'm Mark O'Connor. Oh, it's getting to be so little time. It happens so fast. Every week it goes by just in a flash. Well, I'm going to play you something from Dan Auerbach. He's the vocalist, guitarist, co-songwriter of the Black Keys. And many years ago, he released a solo record called Keep It Hid. Imagine he'll release another solo record somewhere down the line. In fact, he released a record with a side project called The Arcs. I didn't care for it that much. That was just me. So that was kind of a semi-solo, stepping away from the Black Keys kind of thing. Anyway, we're going to hear a track called The Prowl from Keep It Hid. And if I have time, I'll come back and say bye. And well, we'll leave you with something sweet to remember me by until next week. So here is Dan Auerbach, The Prowl off of Keep It Hid here on Ear Candy. That's Dan Auerbach and The Prowl. The Prowl. Are you like, it's kind of a stalking song. Nah, not really. Makes me wonder. I've been reading Steven Pinker's The Stuff of Thoughts. It's really about words and languages and how certain words and the way that you construct your sentences actually impact the way you think about things. It's much better than I just explained it. Trust me. Listen, I got to find you one more tune to leave you with this week. Something different. I'm going to go with a track by Zolti Cracker. It was an indie group. They were based in Vancouver, headed up by Joe Zolti. Wayne Adams gave them sort of their unique sound because he played a drum called a D-J-E-M-B-E, a djembe, I think, and a bass player. And they made a beautiful, wonderful independent album called Go Please Stay. You're going to hear Driver. And you come back next week now, you hear? We'll have more of this stuff. Driver, Zolti Cracker, here on Ear Candy.